When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Friends from Work. Today, we're here to tell you about some really exciting developments here at Friends from Work and how that affects Friends from Work Plus. This is a podcast about all things in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it's a podcast that's hosted by me, Kyle Schoenewill, and my longtime friend, Robbie Earle. I am so stoked about the change that we are undergoing, the growth we are experiencing here on Friends from Work, and we're going to tell you about that today. Robbie, how pumped are you?
Man, here's the thing that I've realized. We have been talking up a lot of this stuff for so long.
Right.
That I don't even know what it's going to feel like to just finally be in it. It's like that feeling where I, towards the end of semesters in law school, I would get like so excited for the feeling of having finished law school exams to then be able to like just go and live my life in peace for a few weeks. That then whenever I like walked out the door of the exam, I was like, wait, I don't even know what to do. Now, how do I feel? This is new territory.
So here's what's going to happen today. This is going to be one of the most in the weeds detailed type episodes we've ever had on Friends from Work, but it's so incredibly important because I feel like the change is going to be a little bit complex sounding, and we're here to help simplify it for you. We are here to announce Friends from Work Plus 2.0.
Cue the horns.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, dang it. I've been late on these lately. Let's retake that. We are here to announce Friends from Work Plus 2.0.
Wow.
I got to be better on that in Friends from Work Plus 2.0 era. Okay. If you missed last week's episode, I strongly recommend you go back and listen to the first 15 minutes of that because we are starting our rollouts over multiple episodes. In short, last week we announced that we are officially moving our Slack community to our brand new Discord community. If you want to know what that is, it's very similar to what we've been doing with Slack. And I think about 30% of people have already made the transition, but mm-hmm. We would love to have you over there as well. So you can find those links on our website, theffwpodcast.com, and figure out all of how Discord works and all of that there. Okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing is Robbie and I announced last week that we are now doing a spinoff podcast that we are calling Screensaver. This is going to be a lot of the non-MCU films and shows that we are really passionate about, that we want to shine a larger light on. And those will fall on a new podcast called Screensaver. You can subscribe to that podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. But in the meantime, those episodes for now will be populating on your main feed of Friends from Work. So if you want to spread the word about Friends from Work to other people who are non-Marvel fans, now they may have a project that they're into that you can share our community and vibe with them.
I don't know how many folks have looked at the list of just movies that are coming out this year, but also a lot of TV series, whether they're new ones or continuations. There's a lot of stuff that we're really excited to cover live on Screensaver. So some projects we've kind of already teased, and we'll get into some more of that. But if you are excited for movies like Oppenheimer or Indiana Jones or Mission Impossible,
Dead Reckoning, let's go.
Those are all films that we're going to get to cover live the same way that we have been covering a lot of Marvel projects. as they release live. If you want to know more about what that vibe will be, next week will actually be the formal release on the main feed of our first ever screensaver episode covering The Last of Us, the HBO series. And so that will kind of give you a sense of the vibe moving forward. But we're really excited about this. It's sort of an embarrassment of riches in terms of the kinds of projects that are coming out just between now and December. And I think it's going to be really fun to be able to dive into those.
No doubt. Today with Friends from Work Plus 2.0, it's kind of twofold. On one hand, we want to rebrand where certain things are living and just really clarify that for you so you kind of know where to get what. On the other hand, we are announcing some new stuff, some more add-ons. So twofold. Let's start, first of all, with just going over the nitty-gritty of where certain things are going to be living from now on. And I'll use your screensaver conversation by way of transition. So just to reiterate.
You know I love a good transition.
Friends from Work, the main feed, is staying exactly as you know it. We're talking about all the major Marvel films and shows. We are going to spoiler-free preview them for you. We're going to give you our initial reactions, and then we're going to reflect on those shows and have some, obviously, larger MCU discussions on the phases, where's it going, etc. Nothing is changing with Friends from Work. Now, as we mentioned, some films that in the past would have fallen under Friends from Work, like we did a Dark Knight episode, we did a The Batman episode, those now, because they have nothing to do with the MCU, would fall under screensaver. So in this case, we have The Last of Us coming out, but we've talked about how we're going to do some of those other films as well. Nothing to do with the MCU, but film reviews of those movies. That is now screensaver, okay? Still free. Subscribe to that. You can still get those episodes.
Okay, so how does that affect Friends from Work Plus, you might be asking? If you are currently subscribing to Friends from Work Plus, for the most part, it is going to look almost the exact same as it has. The difference is things are going to be kind of recategorized in a way that we think is a lot clearer, and people sort of understand what they're getting for that subscription. But the big headline for that $5 a month Friends from Work Plus subscription is, as always, you get deeper MCU coverage and more of it. And so I like to think of it like this. You know, if Friends from Work is like a cozy little living room where you're hanging out and talking about Marvel, and you get to do that all the time, but you kind of wish that there was like another space that had it even more open, and suddenly you find out there's like a little trap door and you go down the ladder and there's this like dope That 70s Show style basement that's just full of all kinds of Marvel stuff to talk about and watch and read. That is what Friends from Work Plus, as we have known it so far, at that $5 level, is going to continue to be. So as you continue to subscribe, or if you choose now to subscribe, we are going to call that our Friends with Benefits tier. So you will be a friend from work, but with some benefits. That will now include specifically ad-free episodes still, a Marvel Comics Corner, which is where we will continue to prep for series, for movies that come out. We're about to ramp up with a Guardians Comics Corner. We'll have the Secret Invasion Comics Corner coming up soon. So all of that will kind of look like it always has, really going all the way back to the early days of the podcast with Robbie's recommended reading. Stuff that's very much aimed at particular projects. Now, the next category that people have known, and Kyle can talk about this some as well, is the different movies and TV shows we've watched either in preparation for certain movies or in connection with certain movies. That is now going to live under a category we are calling the Merry Marvel Watching Society.
Let's go.
Which is a very fun pun that I'm basing off of something that only diehard Marvel fans will get the reference to, but I am sticking with it all the same. What's fun about that category is in some ways it's expanding. Now the Merry Marvel Watching Society is going to cover anything that we ever watch that is a Marvel branded film or series, whether it's leading up to an MCU introduction right. or if it's just something that we want to go back and watch because, you know, we've never watched the original Fantastic Four movies together and talked about them.
Correct. Daredevil season 3, X-Men Last Stand before X-Men get introduced, etc. Anything yep. Marvel specific is now the Merry Marvel Watching Society.
So like when we watched through all the Spider-Man movies, that would live there. Like, yeah, the Daredevil stuff. Maybe when we get into the Spider-Verse, that's all going to live in that Merry Marvel Watching Society world.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, even some of what we used to call the movie club episodes could fall into this category now, if it is now yes. Marvel adjacent. So that is going to be, like you said, expanding in a way that we can now talk about a lot more things. And then obviously you'll still be getting more MCU deep dive discussions like power rankings, bonus MCU content, Infinity War versus Endgame, that kind of stuff will still be there. Plus you'll get access to your yearly artwork just like you've been getting and a code for 20% off all merchandise just like you've been getting already.
And we have some fun merch ideas in the works.
Right. So vastly, tier one, friends from work with benefits is the same that you've been doing as of now, just with a couple rebranding things. That is $5 a month, just like it was. And the difference there is we are adding that to Apple subscriptions and Spotify subscriptions. So if you would rather just skip the Patreon of it, you can now subscribe directly through Apple or Spotify. So that's new as well. So three places to get Friends from Work with Benefits. Okay, so just to reiterate, the Friends from Work main feed is staying just like you know it. We're actually adding a bonus main feed with Screensaver, and Friends from Work plus Friends with Benefits is staying just like you know it. In fact, maybe even improving a little bit. But here's where I want to bring the audience in for a second. Let's get real, heart to heart. Anything you do to support this podcast, we are so grateful for, and we will never minimize that support. If you just listen to this podcast, it's a huge support to us and it's allowed us to do
absolutely
what we do now and get us to where we are. If you tell your friends about it, it's a huge help to us. If you leave ratings and reviews and subscribe and follow, like we've said before, it's such a huge help. So don't think that I am minimizing that at all. If you choose to subscribe to Friends from Work Plus, Friends with Benefits, the $5 tier on Apple, Spotify, Patreon has been such a huge help to us. And I don't want to belittle that. I am so thankful for you guys, and it is so much fun. But I know that not everybody's financial situation is exactly the same. And I know that anytime you ask for money from somebody, it's weird. And I don't like it. I don't like doing it. I know that like listener supported comes with a weird caveat. However, we are super stoked to be adding a ton to the Friends from Work Plus side. And that's where things are going to get different. So if you don't have money, time, or effort to support Friends from Work any more than you already are, that's okay. That's really okay. Mm-hmm. But if you do have some of those things and finances is not a huge issue for you, and you're a huge fan of Friends from Work and you like the product, then we are stoked and ask that you consider what we're about to announce. And so we are super stoked to be adding some new tiers to Friends from Work Plus and on a new platform.
Yes.
Take it away.
Oh, man. This is exciting. This is where it gets real fun because we've put a lot of thought into all of these things that we've kind of dreamed about being able to cover and brainstormed how we could and talked with y'all about in various ways. We have decided that these are the ways we can do that. And so again, everything Kyle said stands, but if you're excited about these things, if this is something that gets you going the way it gets us going, then we think this is going to be a really fun addition.
Mm-hmm.
And as Kyle noted, these will now also be available on a new platform
that
I personally am super excited about mm-hmm. because this is a platform I've wound up using a lot as a consumer. There are a lot of folks there that I follow and subscribe to. That platform is called Substack. A lot of folks are familiar with it. I'm sure most people are. If you're not, it's a unique space where it can offer pretty much everything we've done on Patreon. And that's great. but it can also offer some added benefits, and particularly it can offer some chances to do more writing and more kind of connecting with folks through that platform,
which they've actually, Robbie is so good at. I have to reiterate, like, as Robbie gets more and more into writing, I get so stoked to read it. If you are already a subscriber to Friends from Work Plus, Friends with Benefits, you will have seen some of his writing on Patreon, like the Sunday selections. And you're like a special talent at it. So I'm stoked for a platform to be able to increase that side of things for you.
And I think they just announced, I think just this past week, they're now incorporating sort of a Twitter-esque feed. So there's even kind of a social component to this platform, whereas Patreon is very much a kind of closed system. What we're excited about with Substack here is it's an opportunity not just to interact with us and for us to interact with you, but also to kind of highlight other creators that we have, some of which we've had on the show, folks that we think will just be really fun as part of a kind of larger community. And so something that Substack has really been pushing for lately that you will recognize as kind of on brand with us as a podcast is a space that is more about people sharing ideas, people being passionate about things. It's more of a what we've tried to facilitate in our own kind of Discord, like, or Slack historically, and now the Discord, and just with our podcast as a whole, where it's just this place where people can come together and talk about the stuff that they love. And it's generally pretty encouraging. You're not getting, there are no ads ever. That's something that they're very committed to. To me, for a lot of reasons that we're about to get into, it's kind of a dream fit for us as we're expanding some of these offerings and updating and upgrading Friends from Work Plus. So
we'll go over all the details of like where it will be specifically in writing, and I can quick blaze through it at the end here. But if you do subscribe to Tier 2 on Substack or on Patreon, Tier 2 mm-hmm. we are now calling Best Friends from Work. Here's what you get in Tier 2, okay? Tier 2 includes everything from Tier 1. Ad-free episodes, Marvel Comics Corner, Merry Marvel Watching Society, MCU Deep Dive Discussions, and yearly artwork prints, okay? Now, you're going to get not only yearly artwork prints, but if you want the backlog of artwork prints, Season 1, 2, and 3, you're going to also get that. If you need that, you can catch up that way. But also, 50% off any merchandise that we make. And you're going to get access to Screensaver Plus. Robbie?
So one thing that is going to kind of be core to these upgraded tiers, and one thing that we're really excited about is whereas Friends with Benefits will receive bonus Friends from Work podcast related discussions and rewatches and readings, this is going to be where you start to get bonus episodes of other things that come out under the Friends from Work umbrella, like Screensaver, which we just talked about and which you'll kind of learn more about next week when that hits the main feed. We on the main feed for Screensaver, that's where we're going to be covering Oppenheimer. You know, we're going to go see Oppenheimer and then come and talk about it. We're going to go see Indiana Jones and Mission Impossible and then come and talk about it. And we're really excited about that. What we get to do here and what Best Friends from Work will get are the Screensaver Plus bonus episodes, where not only do we get to talk about Oppenheimer, maybe we also get to watch some Nolan movies leading up to Oppenheimer.
Good point.
Maybe we get to watch Inception or Interstellar or Dunkirk. And with Indiana Jones, instead of just covering Dial of Destiny on Friends from Work Plus now, Tier 2, we're going to get to talk about
Raiders
of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Yep. Anytime I can do it. Maybe my favorite John Williams song. Is that wild?
The Imperial March would like a second. They're raising their hand like, come on.
See, I almost think my favorite
Stop.
Star Wars is the Luke and Leia one. Okay, I'm done. So that's what's going to be happening in Screensaver Plus. In addition to that stuff.
Luke's theme might be the best one. Sorry, keep going. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
In addition to that stuff, there's also going to be room for just movies, TV shows that Kyle and I absolutely love that we just want to talk about from whenever. They're not relevant at the moment. They have nothing to do with anything that's coming out, but we love them and we want to talk about them. So, for example, I have been weirdly obsessed with the movie Swiss Army Man that was directed by the Daniels.
Yes, you have.
that is probably, there's probably not going to be another movie by the Daniels in a bit. We're sort of past the window of Everything Everywhere All at Once, but I am intent on making Kyle discuss this movie with me. And so that is going to be something that shows up on Screensaver Plus. And I'm sure we've got a whole list of stuff like that that Kyle and I have always kind of dreamed about getting to chat through in various ways. That's all going to show up there in tier two.
But also,
similarly, in the same way that we're sort of expanding out horizontally in terms of the movie coverage that we're offering here on Friends and Work Plus, we're also kind of expanding out with the comics coverage. And if you know me and you followed us on any level, you know that this is something I'll be really excited about. Whereas up until now, we've really gotten to cover, I think, only things that relate directly to a new MCU project, which has been a ton of fun because there are so many great comics that tie in like that. However, there are also a lot of other comics that are not MCU related and maybe not even Marvel comics. Like, there are a lot of excellent DC Batman comics out there, Superman comics. That's all fun stuff, but also a ton of indie stuff that we can cover that doesn't fit. And then also a lot of Marvel stuff that doesn't relate to the cinematic universe in the way that what we've been doing has. So maybe just really excellent runs of something like, for instance, Ultimate Spider-Man, which is one of my favorite comic series ever. At this point, it's kind of been adapted in various ways. Not going to be super relevant for an upcoming project, but something that I would love to kind of walk people through. And a way that you can think about this for folks that are already following along, it's going to be sort of what we're getting to do with the Hickman reading currently, as that's marching to Secret Wars, which, you know, is an MCU-related thing. I think we're going to be able to do that with a lot more kinds of things. We're going to maybe get to do deep dives into characters. We're going to get to do looks at X-Men comics as we get closer to that stuff. Like, all kinds of stuff that I think will really benefit from a deeper dive that does not replace or contradict what's happening on the Marvel Comics Corner, but allows us to really kind of walk through, similarly to the way we've gotten to with these Jonathan Hickman comics, and with how fun that's already been and how involved folks have gotten, that makes me super pumped for what this can look like. And I've already got a list that's way too long of things that I would love for us to get to cover. But the fun part of it is, with really a lot of these things that we're offering when it comes to Screensaver Plus, the Comic Book Club, and the next thing that we're about to talk about, we're also going to be able to include y'all in some of these decisions and be able to nominate certain things that we want to talk about, that we're interested in, and let y'all vote on them from time to time, maybe submit certain things for consideration. So there's going to be a lot of fun opportunities there to kind of continue what I think Tier 2 does especially well, which is kind of doubling down on the communal side of this. Like, more ways for us to interact with y'all and more ways for us to provide stuff that we're excited about that we think will really excite y'all.
So Screensaver Plus, a brand new comic book club, an expansion from the original Comics Corner, and
on a similar note, something that we sort of floated a couple, I guess, months back on the Patreon that we got a pretty overwhelmingly positive response to was maybe going back through the X-Men animated series from the 90s, the kind of cult classic that is getting a continuing season, you know, after 20 years on Disney Plus, I think still this fall. Don't quote me on that because things are always moving around, but soon. So like we said at the top, we talked through all these kinds of things that we wanted to offer, and we tried to figure out the way that we can do that in the ways that we want, to the level of quality that we feel good about. And what we've decided is that is now also going to be a feature of this Tier 2, where best friends from work will receive something that we're calling Saturday morning cartoons. Mm. And that is going to be an opportunity for us to watch back through just fun things like this, like the X-Men animated series, like maybe other Marvel 90s shows, like the Spider-Man one that was so formative for me, but also other animated things that are just, there are all kinds of critically acclaimed shows out there that a lot of people don't even know about that I've been turned on to at various times. And some of them are aimed at kids, but then you come back as an adult and they're weirdly great. And some of them are shows that are actually just for adults, not in like a gross, weird way, but just like a fun animated stuff out there that I think we can explore.
Oh, gross.
And so this is another one, I think maybe even more than any other offering for tier two, where we're really going to make this a community source thing. We'll be starting with this X-Men series because time is kind of the essence there. But from there, I think it's going to evolve into something where folks can suggest various things. We'll probably do seasons of shows, not the X-Men one we'll watch all the way through so that we can be ready for the new season. But generally, you know, we can just kind of hop around and check out a lot of things and even just do maybe a couple episodes at a time.
But not just rewatching them, also accompanying with a little write-up from your boys.
Yes. Yeah. So talking about the way that Substack will provide for more written posts like this, one, I think that there will be more of these on the comic side that will only be accessible to folks that are in the comic book club here. But also, yeah, on the Saturday morning cartoons front, what we're going to be doing is on Saturday mornings, not every Saturday morning, but as one for at least each of these watch-throughs that we're doing, you can expect a little surprise in your inbox, hopefully in a way that replicates the feeling that I had whenever I was waiting for the Spider-Man cartoon to come on Saturday mornings, which was like the longest 5 minutes in front of the TV that I can ever remember. We want to recreate that feeling when these little Saturday morning posts drop into your inbox. So Saturday morning cartoons, those are going to be a really fun way to talk through some of this stuff. And also, as we kind of tie into this next perk that I'll let Kyle talk about, there will also be ways to just have group discussions about all of the things that we just talked about in ways that we've never been able to do before. And so whether we're talking about readings or movies or these cartoon shows, while you're going to be getting episodes and posts and write-ups from us, we're also going to now have the chance to bring you in to the discussion in a whole new way.
So another perk you're going to receive as a best friend from work is what we're just calling an increase of community events. We're flexible to change this, but we have all kinds of ideas of things that we can do to just increase the community engagement between us and y'all. So things like exclusive AMAs as we walk out of the theater of a screener. So yeah, we do a spoiler-free preview on the main feed, but maybe you want to hear that night, what did we think? We will jump on a live that I think we can actually use the Discord channel, right, Robbie? To jump on and talk just with you guys about our initial reactions while we're physically driving from the theater to our hotel where we're going to record. Things like that.
We can answer y'all's questions specifically.
Yeah, correct. Like, we want to talk directly to you. Maybe there are other times where, like, Marvel has a massive phase announcement that we can jump on Discord and do, like, a live voice chat. Just other community events. And like I said, we have left room for this to grow. There are other ideas. Maybe we do, like, a trivia night that I can kind of host. Things like that. Like, ideas where we just want to increase that community engagement. So not only Screensaver Plus, not only a comic book club, Saturday morning cartoons, more community events, 50% off merchandise, early access to new merch drops or other like promos that we get access to. Not only all of that, but this is an extra fun one. If you sign up for tier two and become a best friend from work and you select an annual subscription, so you sign up for a full year, the first 50 subscribers are going to receive a Flippy. And this is where you need to jump back in, Robbie, because this, we kind of stumbled upon this and this is amazing.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah, so Robbie had surgery on his ribs and he was down for the count, right? While he was down for the count, he made the comment of how freaking heavy some of these omnibuses could be that he's trying to read. So in trying to like prep for the comic book club and all this stuff, he's having to read these massive books that are physically hurting him to hold up, like while you're laying down in a bed on a couch, etc.
They gave me this restriction of you can't lift anything heavier than 5 pounds. And I mean, this is heavier than 5 pounds.
So Robbie literally out of necessity stumbled upon this product called a Flippy, which is essentially like an exaggerated book holder. That's way cooler. And just by like divine providence, we reached out to Flippy and they are willing to offer up to 50 Flippies to people who subscribe to this tier. Incredible.
And so it's a perfect, I mean, it perfectly accompanies what I'm hoping to do on the Comic Book Club, because as folks know, I love reading these long form runs, and I love reading them specifically collected in these massive, ridiculously impractical hardcover omnibus formats. And this is, I've been looking for something like this for a long time. I'm holding it on the camera for those that can see. There you go.
Zoom out.
If you're not on video, that's fine. What this is it's basically, it's Juliet, who founded the company, came up with this idea. Her husband is an engineer. He helped her implement it. And then it kind of took off from there into this. Now it's a whole kind of booming business that they have. We got to talk to her forever. She is hilarious and really kind. And we're so excited to be working with her. What she had the idea for was basically, like Kyle said, like a reading stand, but it's comfortable. So you'll see this is kind of pillow-esque. So it can sit and balance on your lap or on the cushion next to you or wherever without, it's not going to fall over. It's not going to do, no matter how heavy the book is, I've yet to find one that the Flippy cannot handle. And there are all these different angles. So the idea is there are three different angles, and it's a Flippy because you flip it to find the one that fits the book that you're reading. These were originally designed to be tablet holders. So if you are somebody that doesn't like collecting in the hardcovers like sure. I do, it will also be really helpful for you.
Or just in general, if you want to work on your iPad in bed or on a couch,
yeah.
you can use it.
Or if you like want to watch a movie in bed on your iPad, like mm-hmm. that's what the original design was. I just happened upon this totally other niche use for it.
And this is like a super cool perk because it doesn't cost you anything. If you sign up, the first 50 people who sign up with an annual subscription are just getting one. No shipping or anything. They're just going to get mailed yep. to your house.
So that is, yeah, that's a perk we're really excited about that we think will also kind of go hand in hand with a lot of these other offerings, because you can also read the written post on the Substack app on your tablet, yeah. on your Flippy.
Okay, so I'm going to, again, go over all of the details in a minute, but that is all of what we are calling best friend from work tier. That tier is $15 a month. And like I said, if that freaks you out, that's okay. We're not taking anything away. But if you want to support the podcast and you enjoy the product, become a best friend from work today. But that's
it's only
not
a matter of time before we say breast friend. Yeah,
well, yeah, you win some, you lose some. That is not all. We are also announcing a third tier that we are calling the super friends from work.
I don't know, you're off with the super friends.
Yeah. If you want to be a super friend from work, it's going to be $25 a month. You get absolutely everything we just said with a few other big bonuses. Look, we understand that that is a massive jump up from what you're used to paying.
And so we also recognize that this is a tier that is only for folks that really want to support the podcast.
Yes.
Or just, they believe in what we do.
Yep.
You like what the show's offering and you want to be a bigger part of it.
Literally, our eternal gratitude is the biggest perk of this tier that we can give you. Like, we will be so blown away by anyone who signs up for this tier. We are just so grateful.
And when we say we want you to be a part of it, we don't just mean that we want you to be a part of it in some sort of spiritual sense, although we do. We also want you to be a part of it actually in terms of what we are creating as a podcast. And this is when things get really exciting for this particular top tier, because one of the big features of this tier is a format we're calling With a Little Help from Our Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Where you are going to get the opportunity, if you subscribe to this tier, to pitch us an episode that can be any type of episode, whether it's covering a particular thing, project, or a particular kind of discussion. And we will take your pitch and make it into a Friends from Work episode that will be available to anybody on Friends from Work Plus, where we get to cover kind of exactly what you ask for and you get a shout out. And that's going to be a really fun thing for us, both because we like to get y'all involved, but also just because I think it's going to be fun to cover somebody else's episode ideas for the first time in, you know, almost 4 years.
And
when we're talking about being a part of Friends from Work, this gets very real because because every year we're going to pick a handful of these submissions and take the pitches that we love the most, that we're so excited about, and we're going to bring you onto the show with us to have that conversation. And that will go not just to Friends from Work Plus, but to the main feed and be available to everyone. So you will actually get to be a part of Friends from Work proper and really come into the conversation in a way that we've never really been able to, especially over on the main feed like that.
Yeah.
And we think that is going to be a ton of fun.
Yep. I'm excited for that.
Man, I don't know. People are going to make us say some weird stuff.
Well, you know, this,
there's, it's gonna get weird.
There's a little flexibility here and a little bit of grace needed, okay, as we feel out some of these things. And we're not going to talk about literally anything you say. It's got to be a little bit appropriate with a caveat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other than NC-17. That, though, other than that, we're mostly in. And I'm so stoked about that. Not just that, though. As we create these new merchandise items, you will get whatever new merchandise item we create for free. So anytime there's a new item, you're in right away. So just give us your size. We'll send it to you. And lastly, yep, we always ship out the artwork and all the other tiers get the artwork. But one thing I started doing for myself was I would submit the artwork to the printer to print all these copies of it. But I started printing an extra large size one for myself, which one of these times on social media, I'll show you. In my hallway, on the way up to my studio, I have each season's artwork framed as I walk up, and it's kind of fun. We will give you a larger size, full-size print of our podcast artwork signed by you, me, and Jacoby. And I just want to add that this is the tier specifically that we are going to be constantly brainstorming new ideas, yes, and special perks that we can give out to people who are willing to pay $25 a month for Friends from Work Plus. So know that there is room for this to grow as we go along.
There are ideas that we've kind of thrown around for like really fun, really unique opportunities that, with folks that get to be a part of this tier. Some that we are still dreaming about but can't quite say yet, and some that we may not even know exist yet. But the point is, there are all kinds of categories of things that we're looking forward finding ways to bring y'all into.
No doubt. Holy cow. Okay, so that was a lot. Now that you know all of that, this is my attempt to clarify any question you might have. But as always, if this is confusing to you or you want to get involved in some way and you don't know what's best for you, please reach out to us on social media at the FFW Podcast, on our new Discord, or on our website, theffwpodcast.com. Just get in touch with us and we will try to answer any questions you have. And again, we're thankful for any level of support that you can give. But here we go. Robbie, this is the summary of Friends from Work Plus 2.0, but just in general, this new era of Friends from Work. Our main feed, still accessible by subscribing to Friends from Work. We are adding a new podcast called Screensaver that you can subscribe to for free anywhere you get your podcasts. That will be covering movies that we want to talk about that are relevant that we just watched. Now, on Friends from Work Plus, our first tier called Friends from Work with Benefits is available to subscribe for $5 a month on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Patreon. Patreon will be the hub for all of this, any of the tiers. Still, this tier includes ad-free episodes, the Marvel Comics Corner, Mary Marvel Watching Society, MCU Deep Dives, the yearly artwork print, and 20% off any merchandise that we create. That is available, like I said, on Apple, Spotify, or Patreon. If you subscribe to this podcast on Apple or on Spotify and you don't have access to the Patreon, that's fine. First of all, your episodes populate easier and maybe that's just how you like it. But you can still stay in touch with us by signing up for our free Substack newsletter. And that's where you can still then see all the written news that we have because you are a Friends from Work Plus Tier 1 subscriber and we want to stay in touch with you. And if that is not enough, you can always message us on our website, theffwpodcast.com, and we can sign you up for the mailing list ourselves so that you stay in touch with anything that we are writing to our patrons on Patreon. Does that make sense for Tier 1? That is Friends from Work with Benefits, $5 a month. Tier two, best friends from work, is $15 a month. You can only sign up for this on Patreon or Substack. You cannot do this on Apple or Spotify. So if you want to be this involved, you have to go to one of those two places. You get all of those perks from tier one, as well as Screensaver Plus, which is, like I said, the bonus episodes that have nothing to do with the Marvel Cinematic Universe that we watch in the past, etc. The Comic Book Club, which Robbie described earlier, the Saturday morning cartoons, an increase in the overall community events, including exclusive AMAs, etc. 50% off any merchandise we create, free access to the merch early, and third-party offers like promo codes that we get, etc. And if you subscribe annually on Patreon or on Substack, the first 50 people will receive a free flippy. That is the tier two best friends from work, available on Patreon and Substack. And finally, the third tier of Friends from Work Plus is called the Super Friends from Work. This includes everything from tier one and two, can only be subscribed to on Patreon or Substack, not on Apple or Spotify, and it's $25 a month. We are eternally grateful for anyone who does this. And it includes episodes we're calling With a Little Help, which is your submissions for what we talk about, including a couple times a year, us choosing a couple people to join us on the podcast and that episode be recorded with you and released on the main feed. You get any merchandise item that we create for free, and you get a large form print of our poster signed by us and Jacoby. $25 a month. Does that all make sense? Also, just to reiterate, Discord is still free. So you can chime in on Discord at any time for free. And
yep.
Because Discord now allows us to do this, we can communicate with the different tiers separately on Discord. So once you sign up for a tier, you have a separate Discord channel that's just for the people that are signed up under that tier. So I know a lot of that may sound confusing. Just know we are expanding what we're offering. If you want to sign up, there are ways to sign up and there are ways to stay in touch with us via our website, Discord, Patreon, Substack, etc. So holy crap. There you go.
Man. Yeah, it's going to be, this is when it starts to make more sense to folks why we're swapping to Discord, because this is going to integrate really well with a lot of these things. All of that stuff we talked about, especially in tier two and three, will really work well with the Discord setup that we're about to kind of unveil as we roll these out.
We are so grateful for y'all. There is no other way to say it. We truly are. The fact that we can even be at this point three or so years into the podcast blows our minds daily. Robbie and I talk about it daily, how incredible and how blessed we are to have y'all care about this podcast, to care about what we're offering. So I just want you to know we are so thankful, and I just need to reiterate one more time. If financially that's too much for you and you don't want to do that, that is okay. That is okay. For those of you who can, we love that. And it's such a huge help to take this podcast from where it is today to some of the things that we're dreaming about in the future. And you will be a huge part of that. So thank you so much to everyone who listened to this, who considers supporting us, and who has supported us in the past. Thank you so much from Robbie and I. We're here to answer any questions. Stay in touch with us, and we'll see you next time here on Friends from Work.